time.
Virginia Isaias was forced to marry at 15 in her native Mexico and was later kidnapped with her six-year-old daughter and forced into prostitution. Her story is told in a documentary now being produced called Sands of Silence. Isaias herself is now an anti-trafficking activist who talks about the cost of human trafficking to groups such as this one in Santa Ana, California.
Una de las cosas que me mantenían era...
They take your baby and give it to another woman, and they give another woman's baby to you, so a mother is less likely to flee. They also threaten you and have people watching over you.
Isaias escaped and paid a ransom for her child. Her story is all too common, says filmmaker Chelo Alvarez-Stele.
Because of globalization, of migration, that pushes people to... Chains move from one country to other and they become vulnerable to traffickers.
Alvarez-Stele has also created an online game to educate young people on the problem. United Nations figures show that victims of trafficking are mostly young, and 80% are subject to sexual exploitation. 20% are subject to forced labor, and one in five victims is a child. Officials in Los Angeles recently announced an educational program to alert drivers and bus riders on the problem of sexual trafficking of young people. L.A. County Sheriff Lee Baca says they are victims, not criminals.
There's hundreds and hundreds and perhaps thousands of young women, young girls under the age of 18 who are engaged in prostitution for pay, and then the man that's handling this prostitution, bondage, is someone that we're really going after, the pimps.
A measure on the November election ballot in California would increase penalties for traffickers, provide help for trafficking victims, and require convicted sex offenders to disclose their internet identities. Chris Kelly, the man behind the drive, is a former executive with the internet site Facebook.
We want to make sure that the worst of the worst, the convicted sex offenders, the Facebook and other online sites, and Craigslist and Backpage and whoever else, have the means to track them effectively and basically say, you're not going to be able to apply your trade in this online environment.
Virginia Isaias says trafficking survivors must reclaim their dignity.
No importa lo que hayas pasado, no importa lo que estés viviendo.
It doesn't matter what happened or what you're living through. What matters are your values and your strength. No one can take that away from you, because you were born free.
Isaias wants others to know there is hope for trafficking victims. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.